AI, in test automation, has reached a confusing stage. Almost every tool claims to be AI-powered, yet teams still struggle with flaky tests, slow triage, and unclear coverage. This article cuts through the hype and explains what AI testing platforms actually do and how to choose them wisely. The core problem is scale. Research shows that flaky tests affect even mature engineering organizations, and with AI adoption accelerating across development workflows, the real question is no longer whether AI will be used in testing, but where it actually reduces uncertainty. An AI testing platform is not just another framework or cloud lab. It applies machine learning or generative AI to improve test creation, stability, failure intelligence, execution optimization, or visual validation, and integrates into real CI/CD pipelines. The 5-layer AI testing stack. The article introduces a practical 5-layer AI testing stack to help teams categorize tool capabilities. Layer 1, AI assisted test creation, focuses on expanding coverage faster by suggesting or generating test scripts. Layer 2, self-healing and maintenance, targets reduction in maintenance effort when UI changes, like renamed IDs, break tests. Layer 3, failure intelligence, addresses grouping failures, identifying flaky patterns, and reducing triage time. Layer 4, execution optimization, uses predictive test selection to run only relevant tests, shortening feedback loops. Layer 5, visual AI, adds computer vision to catch UI regressions and layout issues that standard DOM assertions miss. Human oversight versus autonomy. A key distinction is made between AI-assisted testing and fully autonomous testing. While autonomy is improving, real-world challenges like authentication, data handling, and governance still require human oversight. The article provides an evaluation checklist, adoption roadmap, and clear red flags to avoid costly mistakes. The final takeaway is simple. There is no single, best AI tool. The right choice depends on which layer removes your biggest source of risk: maintenance, speed, noise, UI regressions, or coverage gaps. Conclusion: AI works best when built on strong automation fundamentals, turning uncertainty into confidence rather than replacing engineering judgment. Would you like me to help you draft the evaluation checklist mentioned in the article to help you compare different AI testing vendors?